Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, can you become a self-serving type of leader?
The strong leader thinks constantly about the we. The self-serving leader constantly thinks about the me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your employees have a clear preference on who they would rather perform for. So let's look at these identifiers of the self-serving leader in case any of us have fallen into those behaviors that will drive away your top talent.
Okay, what's the first thing?
My way. When the boss is always right or insists his views is the only acceptable alternative, he is not interested in the we, only in the me.
All right, what's the second indicator?
Being MIA. When the boss is missing in action when employees need advice, direction, or guidance, that's a bad boss. Solid leadership is being available and accessible.
All right, what's the next one?
Being defensive. If you find your employees seem to always be working against you, you have lost the we on your team. Leadership isn't about constantly defending your views.
All right, the next one?
Self-promotion. If you are always the best person on your team and you want that fact known by everybody, your focus is in the wrong place. Work to recognize those working for you when success is to be celebrated.
Okay, last one.
And the competitiveness. Competitiveness in business is good, but when the boss is competing against those who he is leading and uses himself as the model for success for everyone else, that isn't leadership. That's personal victory. Remember, the people you are leading are on your side. Treat them like teammates you want to win.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.